Democrat leaders issue statement on violent DNC office protests after 16 hours of silence. By Nick Gilbertson on November 16, 2023. Update: after the publication of this article, Democrat leaders released a statement Thursday afternoon in the 1 p.m. hour, at least 16 hours after the DNC HQ riot, which occurred around 8 p.m. Wednesday. The original story continues below. House Democrat leadership remained silent for hours the morning after pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with police outside the Democratic National Committee, DNC, leading to six officers being injured. While the violent protests unfolded outside the DNC on Wednesday, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, DCA, and House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar, DCA, were all inside the DNC, one source told CNN. They were there for a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Candidate Week leadership reception, NBC News reported. None of them have commented on six Capitol Police being injured or thanked the officers as of late Thursday morning. When Jewish Insider reached out to the top Democrats for comment, none of them immediately responded. National Republican Congressional Committee Communications Director Jack Pandel released a statement ripping Democrat leaders for their silence. Sometimes saying nothing says everything. Multiple officers injured in the line of duty and Democrats can't even offer a simple thank you, let alone condemn the anti-Semitic riot, he said. The glaring truth is, these pro-Hamas rioters represent Democrats' base of support and they are terrified to offend them, he added. Pandel also retweeted a statement from Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, Thursday morning condemning the violent protests. Last night, pro-Hamas protesters outside the U.S. Capitol violently attacked the Democratic National Committee headquarters. I condemn this criminal activity, which injured six brave Capitol Police officers, in the strongest terms. As Americans, we must unite with one voice in steadfast support of our ally Israel. I want to thank the officers with the U.S. Capitol Police who worked quickly to evacuate members, staff and civilians and arrest those engaged in violence. Congress will not be intimidated by this vile display of anti-Semitism, Johnson added. During what the Capitol Police have described as an illegal protest, NBC reports that dozens of demonstrators got into a shoving match with officers. Officers pushed protesters back a block away by using pepper spray, and those inside the building were evacuated. The violent protest comes days after Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stood with Johnson and Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, in solidarity with Israel at the March for Israel on the National Mall on Tuesday, which was the largest pro-Israel rally in American history. It also comes less than 2 weeks after anti-Israeli protesters defaced statues and monuments to the American Revolution with slogans like Tranny Fags for Palestine and Koz Om Israel, Arabic for your mother's cunt, Israel. Related, watch, Dershowitz, the gay and trans students for Palestine should go volunteer in Gaza.